Countdown to sequestration. Just 3 days to go now till the across-the-board federal cuts begin to kick in. This morning, we spoke with Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, who's still holding out hope that the cuts can somehow be averted.
Senate's notwithstanding, there's still significant effort to find a solution, and the solution is not hard to find. The elements have been on the table for the last 2 years.
Now, joining us live is Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman. And, Congressman, good to have you with us this morning. Your district is one of the most amazing in the nation. You go from Manassas all the way through Newport News, and Newport News is really shaking in the boots with the possibility of sequestration. What can you tell them this morning?
Well, from top to bottom in the district, folks, they are very concerned. Just as you said, there are a lot of folks in the district that are DOD civilian employees. Many of them work for contractors. Many of them are the support staff for our men and women in uniform. So they do a fantastic job, whether it's building ships, providing the technology for the advancements in our military. All of those folks do a great job. They are very concerned about what we are facing here with the sequester, what it means for them, and what's happening in Washington to get that done. And I've been emphatic since the day the Budget Control Act passed to say that we need to get this done. And obviously the time is upon us to make sure that happens.
A number of your colleagues in the House and in the Senate think that it wouldn't be such a big deal if sequestration kicks in. Are any of those from districts that would be hit hard like yours?
I don't know of any that are from districts like mine. I have been very vocal with them to get them to understand the true impact of this. And while it may not impact their districts directly, it impacts our nation, which in turn impacts their district. And if they look at how their districts are made up, every one of the districts throughout the United States has some connection to our military or to companies that support our military. So I impress upon them that there will be an effect. It may be larger in some districts like mine, but it will nonetheless be a significant effect across the country.
It's awfully demoralizing to hardworking Americans, you know, who pay their taxes, make contributions to their community, do their jobs, upstanding citizens, to look at a political system that is supposed to serve the nation's best interest, seemingly serving something other than that, and some accuse serving only the interest of the parties themselves.
Well, it's frustrating for me, too. You know, as I've talked to leadership and others up here, I find that people on one level understand it, but on another level, too, instead of focusing on good public policy, tend to focus on the politics. And that's what frustrates people. As I go through the district, I think people are in what I call crisis fatigue. They're tired of everything that comes up having to be another crisis. They say, listen, these things are pretty simple and straightforward. You can get them done. There are the basis of what I call common ground going forward to make sure that these things happen. Why does everything have to be such a back and forth when these issues come up? And they don't have to be. Unfortunately, it gets wrapped into this, you know, political kabuki theater where things are back and forth and things don't get done. And it's frustrating for me, too, you know, as I talk to constituents and feel their frustration and get up here and talk to members who, when you talk to them individually, say, yeah, that's what needs to happen. But then you never quite break through to the point where things happen at the leadership level. And leadership on both sides need to get this done. That's the bottom line for this.
Even if the sequester hits, do you see any chance for any kind of a deal by the end of March, say?
Well, I hope so. I think there's more and more opportunity for us. You know, equally as troubling with this is not just the sequester, but it's another continuing resolution, which creates a significant amount of challenges also for our military and for agencies. As you know, it goes back to, you know, just funding at existing levels, no new programs, so you can't even redirect money where you know you need it. So I am hopeful that, you know, in the remaining days that we have left between now and the expiration of the extension of the sequester and even into the March 27th deadline for the CR, that we get that done. I think there's continuing opportunities there for us to get this done, to get ourselves on a more thoughtful path. And then what's most important about this is Congress, both bodies need to adopt a budget. You need to get back to regular order, adopting appropriations bills so you can have these debates so you don't get pushed up to the last minute and roll a bunch of stuff into either an omnibus spending bill or another continuing resolution. We can get that done. If we get back on that regular basis, then we can better manage the finances of this country.
Who says Republicans and Democrats don't get along? Tim Kaine of Virginia said the same thing earlier when he spoke with us. This is a Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman expressing the very same interest. We thank you so much for being with us this morning. Keep our fingers crossed for all your constituents.
Mike and Bruce, thank you so much. And, you know, the Virginia delegation does a tremendous job working together, and especially on issues like this.
All right, Congressman, thank you.